The Virtually Strange Network presents Strange Days Indeed.
Everybody's smoking, and no one's getting high. Everybody's flying, and never touch the sky. There's UFOs over New York, and I ain't too surprised.
For the first time in our history, we're studying something that's studying us.
Source for UFO information with your host, Errol Bruce Knapp.
A sad opening tonight because ufology this week lost one of its best.
You hear these tapes, there's almost a sense of disbelief and amazement by the dispatchers and the officers when they have to address this issue of a UFO sighting.
What is it? I have no idea. And you wouldn't believe it if you came out and saw it. Just sitting stationary and blinking. There's probably five different colors. There's two of them, and they've stayed in the exact same spot the whole time. They're not stars, I can tell you that. I don't know what they are.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, my God, I hope that's a plane. Oh, Jesus, please be a plane. Oh, please.
What?
I ain't ready for this. That's a plane, so thank God.
Well, I get nervous when they're coming right at me.
Policeman in Trumbull County, Ohio. Kenny Young died on Monday afternoon after suffering from leukemia for 11 years, and some of us knew that Kenny was unwell, and the prognosis was not good. But still, Kenny Young's passing came as a shock. He was only 38. Kenny Young had been on this program several times. Probably the most memorable was the night that he played us the amazing recordings of the 911 system in Trumbull County, Ohio. Let's go back and listen to a few moments from that program.
Our guest is employed as an info channel coordinator for the Telecommunications Board of Northern Kentucky. He's a professional website designer, and he's the webmaster of a really fine website. He's a writer, artist, musician, and photographer, educated at Southern Ohio College. He specializes in audio and video production. He's had articles published in the Unopened Files magazine and in Nexus magazine. And his investigations have been featured on the Sightings television series and the NBC two-hour special Confirmation. Joining us on the phone, Kenny Young. Kenny, good evening.
Good evening, Errol. It's my privilege to talk to you and to be on your show.
I've been aware of you for several years now, thanks to your excellent work in UFO research. And the first question often asked of guests on Strange Days Indeed is, what got you interested in the UFO phenomena?
Errol, I've been really fascinated by this intriguing subject probably since I was a small child. My first recall of taking interest in this subject was the UFO wave of 1973. I was a first grader. There was UFOs literally sighted all around where I live. A neighbor across the street came running over to our house saying that a UFO was sighted in her backyard. She said a big blue diamond. And I can recall how traumatic this incident was. And I was outside during this whole event. I saw nothing whatsoever. So that was something that stuck with me. And of course, I went on to read the literature, to start delving into UFO books, to really further my interest. And probably around 1993, there was a controversial sighting here in the Cincinnati area of a UFO that was sighted over the Lebanon Correctional Institute.
Uh-huh.
It was in all the papers. It was on television. So that is something that kind of piqued my interest enough to where I started involving myself in researching the topic. And I really became involved in investigations in 1994 in Claremont County, Ohio. Being involved in television production and public access here in this area, I was kind of fortunate to be on hand when a videotape came that was taken by a resident of Owensville, Ohio, that this person claimed was an unidentified flying object. In analysis of that video, interviewing the witness, I put together a news segment on the Claremont County recording, is what we call it. And then from that point, I just went on to make other inquiries on other cases, cases that involve people who report sightings to police offices.
I think that most of your fellow researchers would agree that the most intriguing case that you've been involved with was the 1994 Trumbull County police UFO chase.
Right. That case, I think, provides evidence of the reality of a situation that's ongoing. Does not establish any sort of catalyst behind the situation, such as it doesn't answer any questions as to where they're from. It simply demonstrates that there is a situation taking place in our skies. It does demonstrate the physical reality of a reported scenario involving unidentified flying objects.
In a world in which science is fairly skeptical about UFOs, citing lack of evidence, it seems to me that you managed to dig up some pretty interesting data during the course of your investigation of the Trumbull County sighting.
Right. I was initially researching an old case of Leonard Stringfield, a UFO researcher also from the Cincinnati area, passed away, I believe, in 95. But I was researching an old case of his which mentioned a Liberty Police Department that was basically a UFO sighting. So in trying to get the number for the Liberty Police Department, I was put in touch with the Liberty Township Police Department, which is actually a different location altogether in northern Ohio. And I began asking about the UFO sighting, and everybody there knew about it right away, which was not even the case I was initially concerned with. So they went on to give me this really remarkable story of a major incident, a flat-out disturbance that shook the whole township there, the area where this happened, back in 1994. This situation never was given any media attention. And at the 96th phase of the investigation, when I came upon the story, I sat down and listened. I was profoundly blown away by the drama on these tapes. When I spoke with the officers, I spoke with several of them, and I kind of received a collective bafflement from all of them, more so as the pursuit continues. Multiple objects were seen, and other officers were reporting objects in different parts of the county. I talked to one officer who was standing on the road and watching this thing, and I said, "What did it look like?" And they said, "This was nothing more than a massive red rotating saucer, a physical object that rotated as if it were on an axis." But we're left with a lot of questions. I know that after the confirmation special, one thing that interested me was the reaction from certain people that were somewhat skeptical to the issue. People who I suspect maybe had an agenda came out of nowhere and tried to attribute this case to twinkling stars. And when we really evaluate the case data, we can easily discount that, because simply to apply that explanation is really disregarding the data of the case.
And is disrespectful to these men in uniform.
They can proclaim anything as long as they don't have to answer questions about it.
Investigation by proclamation, as Friedman says, yes. Just blindly ignoring the evidence and desperately grasping for a logical explanation.
Well, they almost have to in this case if they're wanting to support an ideology. But here we're dealing with evidence of an incident that they have to put a spin on were they to have an agenda. Mm-hmm. And they had to do that. This gives them, you know, an agenda to fulfill. I'm willing to acknowledge that mistaken observations happen and happen frequently, but in this case, I think we've got some quality observations that were documented and recorded here on these 911 tapes.
Kenny, we're out of time.
Well, Errol, it's been my pleasure, and I thank you for having me on the show.
And thank you for being here, Kenny Young. Thanks, Kenny. Good night.
The voice of the late Kenny Young. And you can listen to those startling recordings that Kenny brought to the world by going to tonight's program listing. There's a play button there. Click that. It'll play program 100. And you really have to hear these tapes to fully appreciate what went down back in 1994 between the 911 operators and the policemen, and between the policemen. Boy, we're going to miss Kenny Young. We'll take a break, and we will continue. You're listening to Montreal's News Talk leader, CJAD 800, and News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto.
Strange days indeed. UFO News Talk Radio.